Mariah Carey hits notes so high, I'm pretty sure some of them are reserved exclusively for dolphins. But her feet isn't her high notes. It's how she uses them. The so-called Songbird Supreme has released a record 19 number one singles, is the first artist to have a number one song during four different decades, and of course, wrote and performed perhaps the most popular Christmas song of all time. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Mariah Carey was born in either 1969 or 1970. Sources vary, and Mariah apparently doesn't feel like telling us. I was going to call her up and ask her, but I don't want to bother her. And of course, I don't have her number, but you knew that. But did you know she was born with vocal cord nodules? Instead of having them surgically repaired, Mariah somehow learned to sing around them. She turned this medical anomaly to her advantage. By 1990, when she released her debut album, Mariah could sing in five octaves. Most people, even most pop stars, can only sing in two, three octaves tops. Sadly, I can only sing, or at least sing well, in one or zero octaves, depending on how you define singing well. 1990-1991, Mariah releases her first five singles and all hit number one. She becomes the first artist to have their first five singles chart. Mariah will go on to become the top-selling female vocalist of the 1990s after releasing seven albums that decade. In 1993, allegedly, Mariah and her producer write, "All I Want for Christmas Is You" in just 15 minutes. If true, those 15 minutes of work have made hundreds of lifetimes worth of money. Maybe the most profitable 15 minutes of work ever. It's estimated that royalties for just that one song have topped $60 million and counting. All I Want for Christmas is a cut of those royalties. The 2000s, the bad. Scandals, meltdowns, divorces, a failed movie career. The good? Mariah gains more number one hits, and All I Want for Christmas Is You continues to dominate December at department stores worldwide. You can't escape it. Christmas, 2018. All I Want for Christmas Is You breaks Spotify's all-time single-day streaming record. Almost 30 years after her debut, Mariah's song is a modern Christmas music classic. All I Want for Christmas Is You becomes the best-selling digital holiday single ever. It's been streamed over 800 million times and counting on Spotify alone. The song rises through the charts in 2019 again, 25 years after the song's release, and it hits Billboard's number one, for the first time actually. Mariah's now had number one hits in three different decades. Winter 2019. Mariah's awarded three Guinness World Records in just one day. Highest charting U.S. holiday song by a solo artist, most streamed song on Spotify within 24 hours, and longest top 10 run for a Christmas song in the UK. And much like those Energizer Bunny commercials used to say, it's still going. The song stays number one for the first few days of 2020, now giving Mariah a number one song during four different decades. And from the top, she drops, but successfully, another record for quickest fall from number one to completely off the Billboard charts. She takes it like a champ and is grateful for all the records. And you know it'll be back on the charts. It is back on the charts. In late 2020, right on schedule, All I Want for Christmas Is You returns to the Billboard charts, hitting the top 100 before Thanksgiving and hitting number two by mid-December. And this is just one of her hits. She's the top-selling U.S. female vocalist of the past 30 years, and she'll clearly be a seasonal staple for decades to come. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more on Mariah Carey, check out her autobiography, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Or better yet, stream All I Want for Christmas Is You on Spotify. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.